Okay. So before we start, we have to answer the first blatant kasha. And what does this shmooz have to do about Midbar? So the truth is nothing. Right? In other words, this chumash went ahead and cheated. The first pasuk about Midbar talks about that the Torah is only nichnas in the Midbar. So once it started talking about higher kind of Torah, so it went off on a tangent of all the things you need for Torah. So it starts quoting all the gras on learning Torah. So okay, so he did it, whoever the editor. This is a modern day sefer. It's not the gras didn't write this on Bamidbar. The gras wrote, most of the gras here is on the first gras on Mishnayot Peah, second. So the editor of this Chumash put it on the Bar Midbar. Doesn't really belong on Bar Midbar, but he cheated. So okay, so we can cheat also. But second of all, if it's not Nogea to Bar Midbar, it's Nogea to Shavuos. Anyway, so there's two Gras here I want to read about the Talmud Torah. The first Gra is in Peah, Mishnayot Peah, which is a very, very well-known Gra. And the second Gra is the second piece, which is the main Shmuz. So you have to have patience. The main shmooze is from the second piece, which is Mipi Ashmua, from a sefer called Ne'er the Yitzer, quotes the Gra. Well, sounds like it's on Baba Basra. So, okay. But let's first do the first Gra. The first Gra says, it says in Peah, Ein Advarim She'Einam Shir. And one of them is Talmud Torah. What does that mean, Einam Shir? It means that there's no Shir to Matah or to Maida, which means that you can do as much as you want. It's not like, okay, you're a Yaitzi. Like you shake a lulav, once you shook a lulav, you shook it. Yaitzi! No point to shake it again. By Talmud Torah, you can keep on going and going and going. The more you do, the more. Eino shir lamata means that there's a chiyuv to learn every day. A person's mechuyuv to learn every day. Is yaitzi, the chiyuv, you got one word. One word's enough. That's what the Gra says. So eino shir lamata means that the minimal amount is, there's no minimal amount. One word is yaitzi the minimal amount, and if in a situation where you can't learn more than that, you're yaitzi yachiyev with one word, but you can keep on going. Okay. So I want to skip here, because this one is for time. So in the second column, the Nakatana Ha, this is a Gra in Peah, yes, a parish on Mishnayos Peah. The Gra is a parish on Zroim. The Nakatana Ha, the Eina Tamatur Shir Tamata. Why is it important to know that there's no shir to matah? The chayris, the relevance to us is not that it should sarah ha'adam ma'ayin ha'chayisa Torah. You have to come to love Torah. To bechol teva v'teva shalom ha'bo mitzvah v'atzmo. Because every word of Torah is a separate mitzvah. Most people know this, but it's kedai to read it inside. Every word is a separate mitzvah. How do I know? V'araya, the proof is, it says in the Mishnah, I mean, there's no shir to matah. Means if you're stuck, you can do one word and you get the mitzvah Talmud Torah. So that means, and you're yaitzi your chiyuv of the day. So that means that one word is a mitzvah Talmud Torah. And that mitzvah, shishkula, can I get called mitzvahs? Talmud Torah is can I get kulam? So then even that one word is shakul, can I get kulam? Okay. The cloud is that, what comes out of this, she'ei mevatim Talmud Torah afira mitzvahs. You're not mevatim Talmud Torah to do a mitzvah. If you can't do it on a day acherim, so then there's a special svara that since Torah is for the purpose of lasos, so we can't have mitzvahs being nisbato because you're learning. But if someone else could do the mitzvah, so the mitzvah's not being nisbato, so it's logic, Talmud Torah is deicha every mitzvah. No matter how big, if a person's drowning, someone else can save him or will save him. I don't know if it could be, but he's going to save him. So you don't say, no, I want to chop the mitzvah of saving him. No, you should sit and learn. Let him get that mitzvah. It's logical. The nature called David, if they have to mitzvah gedolah. Since every word is a separate mitzvah, the hish kula can I get kulam. When you learn one daf, Mikayim kama meyas mitzvahs. Came a vadai, told the guy, mey mitzvah mitzvahs achas. In other words, the guy's drowning. It's going to take an hour to go save him. So if I'm going to go and go save him, I'm going to get, at the end of the day, one mitzvah, save the life. If I'm going to stay here and learn, I'm going to get a mitzvah every word. We're going to have hundreds of mitzvahs. So the seichel, obviously, if I think I can save him better than the other guy, of course you should go. If there's a halim and the other guy won't do it, of course you should go. But if there's 100% sure the other guy will save him, so there's a question just which mitzvah you should pick. So since the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is 100 mitzvahs, and saving him is only one mitzvah, because it takes you an hour to save him, and in that hour of saving him, you can get 100 mitzvahs of learning. So the seichel is mechayev that Talmud Torah is daicha. That's what he says. Okay, now I saw someone ask the kasha here that what would be if you only could learn one word of Torah for some reason? Maybe just want to ask him to be quiet, please. Yeah. So if you could only learn one word of Torah? For some reason, the guy, you know, there's some reason you can't learn so much. You can only learn one word. So then, what would happen? So the din is, because Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that would also be Daicha. Because that's Halacha. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So Talmud Torah is Daicha. Even one word of Torah is Daicha, another mitzvah. So why does the Gra say it's Daicha because it's hundreds of mitzvahs? Because he says, Bevadai tov v'kayim meyem mitzvahs v'mitzvah achas. You don't need meyem mitzvahs. Even one word of Torah is daicha, because it's shakol keneged kulam. So apparently the pshat in the Gra is he's not coming from that approach. In other words, he's coming to a seichel. That Torah, one word of Torah is daicha any other mitzvah, because Talmud Torah keneged kulam, you would not say that the seichel is mechayiv it. Because the seichel would not say that Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah than any other mitzvah. Happens to be, Chazal tell us, it's based on Psukim, that Talmud Torah can make it kudam. But you couldn't say that the Seichel is Mechayivit. Seichel is not Mechayivit. Seichel says, Fakir, saving a life is a greater mitzvah. Giving $1 million to stock is a greater mitzvah. Helping an old lady cross the street, maybe my Seichel would say is a greater mitzvah. So the Seichel would not say that the Seichel would tell you that it's better to learn than to do a different mitzvah. But now that I know that every word of Talmud Torah is a separate mitzvah, so the seichel's mechayev, which means even without the fact that Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, just the fact that Talmud Torah is hundreds of mitzvahs, maybe you need the fact that it's a chashuva mitzvah. But you don't. But it's not. In other words, it's just the fact that Talmud Torah has hundreds of mitzvahs. That's what makes the seichel mechayev. That of course I should do the Talmud Torah more than the other mitzvahs. So I just think that the point is what I'm trying to make, and we'll get to it more later, is that we have to take seriously this idea that every word is a separate mitzvah. In our mind, it's like, what's the difference? If I learn Talmud Torah for an hour, and I get every word is a separate mitzvah, or I do a different mitzvah which takes an hour to do. So in our mind, they're both the same, because the mice I spent an hour spent doing mitzvahs. Okay, here every word is a separate mitzvah. Here also it's an hour of mitzvahs. I spent an hour sweating and toiling to do this chesed. So I got an hour's worth of chesed. So we also view it as an hour's worth of mitzvahs. What's the difference? Here I was learning, and here I was helping to be to bury the maize. I was helping to save the life. I spent an hour. It's just the same thing. So what the Gra is saying, no, it's not the same thing. Enochinami, of course you get more schar for chesed if you spent an hour doing it than if you just spent a minute doing it. But it's for the maizah, it's one mitzvah. There's a certain schar that comes from the fact that it's a mitzvah. So you spend an hour doing a chesed, a very big chesed. It's a very, very wonderful thing. But it's still one mitzvah. You spend an hour learning Torah, there's a tremendous maizah that you got hundreds of mitzvahs. Because every word is a separate mitzvah. So there's an appreciation of that Torah is different than almost every other mitzvah, because the volume. That's what and that's seichel mechayev. You don't have to have any. It's a person with seichel understands that that there's a tremendous reward or benefit in doing a mitzvah. And if it's a separate mitzvah, then each one is so precious, so that it's seichel mechayev that an hour of learning is worth more than an hour of chesed. It's worth more than, the valiant. I spent the whole hour digging the grave and this, and I came back sweating, and it was so. But Maisa, you did one mitzvah. You did Kfuras Ameis. Maisa, you did one mitzvah. You saved a life. You did one mitzvah. You were Mesameh Chasen Vekala, whatever it is. Here, you're doing hundreds of separate mitzvahs. And every mitzvah, once you reach a level of a mitzvah, it's like when you cross go, you get $200. It's an amazing thing to have a mitzvah. So 100 mitzvahs is not the same as one mitzvah. It's much better. And therefore, the seichel is mechayev, that's better. Okay. That's the grah. Okay. Now, with that introduction, I want to go on to the Mipi HaShmuel, which is where the main chiddush is. He quotes, if you go down to the third column, he quotes a pasuk that Torah is more precious than zav v'rav pninim, than jewels. So he wants to quote lama nimsha Torah pninim. This is the first column in the second paragraph, and the third column, first paragraph. Lama nimsha Torah pninim. Why is Torah compared to gems? V'avonim taimim. So he says the following. Let's read this carefully. Shekemo b'avonim taivis. If you have a gem. Bashir Shashava Elf, and it's worth $1,000. Kadesh Yishra Saras Anaf. And now you want the price to go up to be worth 10,000. Right? 10 times as much. So what do you need to happen, so to speak, for that the price should go up 10 times? So you would think it has to be get bigger, 10 times bigger. It says, no. And it's our Shikadra Saras Pamim. You don't need the gem to be 10 times greater, larger, to get 10 times the reward. Enem hu ma'at yaser, just a little bigger. Kfar yishav aseret lafen. It becomes a little bigger, and it's worth 10 times more. Why is that? Because the way they explain it, the gems are, it becomes like the quality of the gem. There's a 1 carat diamond, okay? But there are less. 1 carat diamonds are more common in the world, so they're only worth a certain amount. A 1 1/4 carat diamond is much less common, so the value goes up tremendous. And then if 1 1/2 carat is even less common, so it goes up more. And then if you get to 2, it's wow. It's so every time you go up a little bit, not yaser, you go up in value 10 times. So the Kamo Gay Benimatira. If one learns a little more, Oim who atmo more than someone else, oh who ba'atmo lome ma'at yaser, or you learn a little more than you were learning before. Kfar Olo Bizer Ama'at Yaser the Ain Shir Vitachis. You go up an amazing amount. Kikari Mipina, because it's like jewels, which means like this, just like by the jewel, right? He says if it's a little bit more, you go up 10 times. So what if it's more than a little bit more? So you go up, if it's 2 little bits more, so you went up 100 times. Right? So that means, according to the way he's saying it, I learn an hour. An hour is a normal amount of time. I learn the standard, I learn an hour, okay? People learn an hour Seder, okay? An hour Seder, I get 1,000, whatever, schus. I learn an hour in a minute. So now I don't get 1,000. I get for that totality, the whole thing goes up. So now instead of for the time of Torah you get 1,000, you get 10,000. Now I learn an hour in 2 minutes, goes up by 10, I get 100,000. I learn an hour in 3 minutes, it goes up by 10. I get 1,000,000. When you go up, according to him, the proportion of it's greater is amazing, because every time you add a mat, it goes up 10 times. But what's fascinating here In the second one, besides that, it's an amazing chiddush that going up a little bit makes it go up 10 times, but it almost seems like a steer between the two gras. Because the first gra that we learned, you know, about 5 minutes ago, is basically saying that every word of Torah is a separate mitzvah. If every word of Torah is a separate mitzvah, so then it shouldn't go up. If I have a diamond, a carat, a diamond of 1 carat, now I give you a second diamond of another 1 carat. It doesn't go up 10 times. Even though it goes up, you got 2 1-carat diamonds. A diamond of a carat worth a certain amount. You got 2. You got double. I give you a third one. So even if you just double that, you just double. Because if it's separate, you look at it as separate mitzvahs, so there's no reason why one should make the other one better. They're separate. Are they separate mitzvahs or one mitzvah? If they're separate mitzvahs, so the fact that I learn more, so I'm doing separate mitzvahs. So okay, so I did another mitzvah Talmud Torah. I did it. So I should get another reward. I did another mitzvah Talmud Torah and another reward. So that the second gra is saying almost pumfakir than the first gra. The first gra is saying that every second is a separate mitzvah. And a separate mitzvah is amazing. Wow, you know what I'm saying? So that if you do an hour of learning, it's so much better than an hour of chesed. Because here it's 100 separate mitzvahs. A separate mitzvah. It's amazing. Got so many separate mitzvahs. So excited. But the second gra is saying that they merge together and each one makes the other mitzvah greater. Because it's like a gem. The gem, when it's a bigger gem, it's not like 2 separate gems. 2 separate gems don't make it go up in value. It's a bigger diamond. Ooh, a bigger diamond. This is the world's largest diamond. You know how, or one of the world's largest diamonds, or it's less common. It's not a 1-carat diamond. It's a 2-carat diamond. Woo! That's amazing. So the whole thing goes up more. Right? So it the Gra is saying it, it's two totally opposite svaras, which obviously are both true. That on one hand, there's a tremendous maila of Torah. The more you learn, every word is a separate mitzvah. And a mitzvah has tremendous potency, to the point that seichel mechayev, that this way is going to be greater than any other mitzvah, because you got more mitzvahs. It's the same amount of time, so what? But there's more mitzvahs. This is one mitzvah, there's 100 mitzvahs. More mitzvahs, more mitzvahs. But then, even though there are 100 different mitzvahs, the fact that they're done together, they're moisif on each other. They're working together as a team. So now that when I only had one mitzvah, when I did the first mitzvah Talmud Torah, that first mitzvah Talmud Torah was worth 1,000. But when I did a second mitzvah Talmud Torah, that first mitzvah Talmud Torah went up to 10,000. It's not just the second mitzvah goes up, the first mitzvah goes up. That's what he's saying in the second piece. The whole thing goes up. Everything is multiplied by 10. So if I learned an hour, and then I learned a little more, then the entire hour, I did 100 mitzvahs of Talmud Torah in an hour. And then I learned another 5 minutes. So it's not just that I get more schar for the 5 minutes. I got another 5 mitzvahs. Wow, 5 minutes worth of mitzvahs. I don't know how many mitzvahs you can do in 5 minutes, how many words. No, the 5 minutes changes the entire first hour. So it's a separate mitzvah, but at the same time, it changes the first mitzvah because it's a team. So it has a mida of both, bevas achas. So it's a very fascinating story. So that by learning extra, you get 2 mode extra. In other words, if a person thinks, you know, what's the big deal? I'm going to learn a little bit extra. So according to this gra, there are 2 tremendous motivations to push yourself to learn a little bit extra. The first gra says, because listen, every word is a separate mitzvah, and every mitzvah is amazing. It's a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah is a separate mitzvah. You know what a mitzvah is? Just, once it becomes, you know, defined as a mitzvah, it's an amazing thing. And if even though it might take the same amount of time, but if you do 100 mitzvahs in this time, it's 100 times greater because a mitzvah makes it an amazing thing. Each one stands by itself. Then the second gra says, but even though each one stands by itself and you get schar for 100 mitzvahs, but they complement each other, and they make each other grow, and even a little bit extra makes the whole thing grow 10 times. And then if you do another time a little bit extra, it grows another 10 times. So it becomes the person who is learning for 1 hour versus the person who's learning an hour and 5 minutes, with 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, the gap is amazing, because the whole thing becomes double 10 times every time you add a little bit. So what works out is it's a tremendous chiddush of the Gra and the power of Talmud Torah, that the added little bit makes the Torah go up so much. But it's at the same time the realization that it's bevas achas, you get the maida of a separate mitzvah and 1 minute mitzvah at the same time, and therefore your schar multiplies from two totally different angles. It multiplies because they're each one is a separate mitzvah, and whenever you get a mitzvah, you get accomplished tremendous. And it multiplies because it four blends into one, and therefore it makes it into an extra special mitzvah, which becomes multiplied by 10 times as much for every little extra amount that you add.